You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. What's up, y'all? This is Alex Quinn. I'm joined again by Kevin Pimentel and Michelle Chia. Okay, they've been on the podcast several times. They're today's co-hosts. People really seem to enjoy when you guys come on. So we'll definitely keep bringing you on. This is not the last time.
Thanks, guys.
If they think you guys suck, they'll never come back on.
Yes.
Yo, all right, guys. Let's talk about marketing trends in 2023. Trends that already exist, maybe trends that are going to grow or new things that are coming up that you should be on the lookout for marketing your product or service or personal brand or anything in between, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get started, y'all. Quick plays. Create video content. Doesn't have to be extremely sophisticated video content. Don't have to friggin' go all out and create a Hollywood film.
Correct.
If it's a service, talk about the service, pros, cons, everything that has to do with the service and how it will help your potential target audience. Same thing with a product, same thing with a personal brand. Okay. Short form content is the play this year. Would you guys agree?
100%.
Totally. Vertical, short form content. And if not vertical, you could still share it horizontal, but preferably vertical.
Short form content, meaning like TikTok style type of videos, yeah. Instagram reels.
Minute or less, two minutes or less, 3 minutes or less. You don't need a super fancy video camera. You don't need a super fancy microphone. All these smartphones nowadays have great content. You just got to shoot it.
Yeah.
Right?
You can even hire someone to shoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, video content, again, that's relevant to your audience. We've talked about this before. And also, I'd say... The level of video quality is going to depend on your audience. So most of the audience right now in the world is on, like we're talking about on TikTok, like real just engaging content that's in your face and you can either be entertained or informed by it. But I would consider the more sophisticated the audience in terms of, you know, the high ticket value of the item and things like that, the level of the quality of what you have to show for it. And so for the general masses, we're good in terms of, you know, think of Instagram reels, TikTok and all of that. You're selling products and services. Keep it natural, keep it organic, keep it engaging. High ticket, sophistication, high level, luxury, elite actually does tend to do better with like higher quality,
true.
You know, putting in like budget and production. I would say that just to know that there is a difference. And then the organic for them would be to show the testimonial side of it. Mm-hmm. That's where the organic content would be relevant for like a high ticket thing, showing regular people just talking about how incredible, how amazing, how valuable, how whatever it is that product. But for the most part, let TikTok be your sensei into how you create your video content.
And you don't need to book a bunch of photo shoots or video shoots. Okay. Today we are here. This is our second podcast we're recording today. Mm-hmm. We chose today to record. And not only do we get two podcasts, but within each podcast, we're going to be able to extract several short form videos. We're going to be able to advertise on all channels to draw attention to this episode and the following episode.
Correct.
Okay. So be efficient with time.
Yep.
All right. Let's jump into the next one. Structure email and text campaigns. Michelle, I know you're probably going to want to interject here. So let us know what's good here.
I mean, yeah, we talked about it a little bit before, but having a really good structure for email and text message campaigns are really, really great. We've had clients that have done like five to six figures just on email and text marketing. For email and text, having welcome sequences set up, abandoned cart sequences set up. So if somebody abandoned your cart or tries to book an appointment, whatever it may be.
Customer win back.
Yeah, that they get an email within a few days or a few hours saying, hey, you didn't book a call. Hey, you didn't buy your product. Here is a free consultation or a free 10% off coupon code, whatever it may be. And besides that, it's also having like a really good lead magnet, whether it be for product or services. If you have a product, having a good lead magnet would be like get 15% off for you to give us your email. And then if you have a service
or download a PDF,
download this PDF. Services could even be like, hey, like I'll give you, I don't know,
my blueprint on this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like my blueprint on whatever lawyer it may be. And here's how to book a call type of thing.
Exactly. In regards to that as well, I'll add to it, birthdays, make sure your customers could get emails on their birthdays. And that's nice. I like it when I get emails on my birthdays.
I love getting emails. Yeah. I like Cold Stones and Chipotle actually always email my birthday and they always give me something for free. I love that. And I always go to Cold Stones and Chipotle for my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, they give me like free chips and guac. And
yeah, guac is like fucking $5 now, man. You're tripping.
Yeah.
Like that. Chipotle, they'll pay you. I don't know.
That shrinkflation inflation.
It's insane, man.
Hey, listen. All right. So we don't get off topic. Email campaigns. Don't forget cross sales, upsells on emails. That also works extremely well. Don't neglect that. Please don't neglect that. Okay.
Text message campaigns. Real quick. Keep it personal. Like personable. I'm sorry. Not personal. That's actually too much info.
And use GIFs too.
It's like, yeah. No, personable. People use their phone to text people that they care about and they're having a lot of personal and private conversations. Stick to that kind of energy whenever you're talking to them in terms of, hey, how you doing? It's us here. You know, we just want to make sure you're good. And also we want to give you this for, you know, whatever. Let us know if you need anything. It's almost like you're literally trying to talk to them, but you're not.
Don't make it an email blast, in other words. Yeah. Like so general, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of trust for people to give you their cell phone number. Like, you know, like imagine when you go to a bar and like you try to get a girl's number. Imagine how hard that is.
Kevin doesn't
doing it online.
Kevin doesn't do that because girls give Kevin their number.
Yeah.
I just have like the lead magnet of them all.
Yeah. Kevin is the lead magnet.
Oh, shucks, guys. Thanks.
Too much credit.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You want us to talk about some stories?
No.
That's for another episode.
The next
one. All right. Okay. Yeah. Different episode.
Don't get me started, bro. You know how I am. God. All right. Let's talk about chatbots.
Yes.
Okay. We were talking about this before. This is not a new trend. And by the way, guys, we aren't like discovering these trends. Oh my God, these things exist already, but they're growing trends. They're ongoing trends. And if you haven't jumped on the bandwagon for some of them, please do, because they do provide results.
Right.
If we missed any, let us know too.
If you missed any, let us know. Somebody wants to buy my Panerai on OfferUp.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, build a support chatbot. Chatbots. What are chatbots? Okay. There's negative connotations to chatbots and people don't like it because they think of the traditional old school chatbot that only answers 3 questions and then you don't get to talk to an administrator and doesn't really help you out with what you needed and the suggestions it gives you isn't what you needed. Okay. If you have a robust chatbot that has responses that are triggered by keywords that people are saying for either a return, an exchange, a sizing question, an inventory question, any of these things is going to help you talk to many people at scale, is going to cut down the amount of time your actual physical human team has to talk to people, and will only trigger an administrator once it's necessary or once the person maybe ran into a wall and maybe the chatbot can no longer answer them. Very important to set these chatbots up. You could set them up on your website. You could set them up on Facebook. You could set them up on Instagram. You could set them up WhatsApp. On WhatsApp from what we know right now, unless I'm missing something.
No, people think that like chatbots are like this horrible thing and like they're just automatic and no like heartless robot, and that they don't work. But in reality, it's because you just don't have a chatbot that works well.
Yeah.
You know, like someone that's actually really, really helped us build our chatbots is like Natasha Takahashi. Like we had
School of Bots.
Yeah. We had her on our podcast and she is a beast at chatbots.
Yeah.
Like she has sent me some of her chatbots she's built out and there is lines everywhere on that screen.
Hasn't she done stuff for like Nike and like huge brands?
Yeah, she's done
brands?
Stuff for Nike and I don't know, I believe Ezra Firestone at one point. So just having like a very robust chatbot, don't just set up something for shits, you know, like actually make it good so that people can actually use it and it doesn't sound like a robot.
And to give you guys some free game here for video content, you can check out Jeremy Haynes and his courses. He has a lot of content there about how to distribute ads and how to create content to be distributed for ads. I will give Natasha another shout out for School of Bots. If you want to learn about chatbots, if you want to start, great tool to start with is ManyChat. Mm-hmm. ManyChat CEO was on this podcast. We also have a collaborative series with ManyChat on this podcast where we had Ezra Firestone and some of the executive team from ClickFunnels. So make sure to check that out because that's an amazing tool that's been making waves for quite some time. A tool that we use on a monthly basis. And that's another tool that helps us make a few million for our clients on a monthly basis. So great there.
One point. I'm sorry. I just want to chime in real quick just because we don't forget this. Chatbots are creating traction and action where there was none to be had. So to be clear here, we don't mean to adding a tool that's just going to improve what you currently have with the people who already buy. We're talking about adding a tool that now when someone engages with your brand on almost any level that's relevant, there will now be a pathway led for them to be able to make a decision. Whereas before, if they would have just left an emoji, you can have a chatbot that immediately engages with them for leaving an emoji on a reaction on your story. And that chatbot's like, oh my God, thank you for showing us love. You know, by the way, have you heard about whatever? And you give them a few options. That creates the opportunity that never was there in the first place, and then leads them to the decision based off the options you give it. So consider this as not a net. It's actually like a lure that just automatically does work for you while you sleep on a regular basis, continuously.
And it could collect phone numbers. It could collect emails. It could forward people to a FAQ page, to returns page. It could actually make people take action, and you could actually check out products within the bot, can't you?
Yeah,
exactly. You can.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget to look at chatbots, guys. We've been talking about it for 3 years on this podcast. Don't miss that. Number four out of our quick plays here, optimize your mobile site, Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody knows that we're on our cell phones most of the time compared to being on a desktop. I mean, as marketers, we're more on desktop, but consumers are usually more on mobile. So that's why we recommend, for if you're building out your website or revamping your website even, which is also a really good marketing trend to do, is revamping your website for really good user experiences, which means having a really good mobile optimized website. If you check your Google Analytics, you should be able to see whether your traffic comes more from desktop, from mobile, or even tablet. And that's what you should be optimizing for. Yeah, you design your website on your computer, but at the end of the day, if people are shopping on your mobile and your mobile looks like trash, or your page speed takes forever to load, then it doesn't matter what your desktop website looks like.
Yeah. Also, conversion rate optimization for your website, how you position products on the website. Like, for example, let's say you land on a product page. The first thing you see is a big title and just an image. And within the first field of view, you don't have an add to cart button or a buy now button or any button that allows you to take action. Make sure to try to update that. That way, as soon as the page loads, you have info on the product, you have the name of the product, and people are able to take action right away. So it removes friction from them being able to move forward if that's what they want to do immediately.
We use a tool called Hotjar that you can put on your website. It works for both desktop and mobile. And it basically shows you how, like a heat map on how far people scroll on your website. So the red being like most people, and then once it gets colder and colder, that's how people start to drop off throughout the website. So in that way, you know, like, okay, maybe I need to move up the product section because only 20% of people actually saw what I'm selling. So then that's when you move that to the towards the top, towards the more red areas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Another one, we talked about this on the previous episode, number five, find social media influencers. Okay. Align with micro influencers, align with influencers, not just micro, but in general that relate to your brand. Make sure that their message is right. Make sure that their audience is well primed. Make sure that they respect their audience. Make sure that their audience respects them, and build great relationships, because this could help you amplify in ways that you wouldn't even be able to imagine. Okay. We talked about that. If you want to know a little bit more about that, go to the previous episode so we don't spend a lot of time on this here. And we could move on to the next one. Inbound marketing. Michelle.
I have nothing for this one. I'm going to be mad honest with you.
Okay. Inbound marketing. Okay. Inbound marketing. Okay. Very important to always have outbound marketing for your personal brand, product, or service. Inbound marketing, make sure that you're catching people correctly when they're coming onto your website, when they're coming onto your social media. We talked about this a little bit on this episode, on the previous episode. Make sure you have the right email sequences in place. Make sure you have the right text message sequences in place. Make sure you have the right value to give them. The right written content, the right videos, the right how-tos, the right tutorials. Make sure you have everything so it's extremely easy for them to make a decision as to why you're that person or product or service to trust with their money, right?
Yes. I mean, on top of that, have people test like what you create so that you can already start to get some feedback from them. Some of the feedback people will give you may not be something that's exactly relevant to what you need to do. Maybe it's just a personal thing. But a lot of times they'll say, you know, honestly, I just wish I saw this earlier. I didn't really even care for all this stuff that you create. And then it'll tell you like, wow, here I am thinking like this is the content that they want. In reality, they wanted something so much simpler. Actually, I'll give an example real quick. This was for the hair campaign. It's a new one that I'm working on now with a client. So what it is to get leads for people who want hair restoration surgery. Initially, we were thinking of uplifting the surgeon because that's the person who's doing the surgery. And this one was world renowned and he's worked on star athletes and celebrities. And what we came to realize actually through the data and actually through the experience of other people involved too within other campaigns, the most important thing people really cared about is just the results and like the fact of getting it done. And so really it's the before and afters that they want to see first. Then they want to see other people who have had it done and their testimonials for it. And then they'll look at the doctor and be like, oh, okay. And so that's the person who's going to do it to me. Because at the end of the day, they're just looking to get their life back. They're not like devout people that have been studying this and wanting to know who's the best surgeon, right? They don't really care. They just want to know, okay, certified, but it's going to look like that, right? And that's the other thing too. So don't think that you know what's best for your customers. Test it and let them tell you what's best for them.
Voice search optimization. Okay. Very important one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This helps for SEO.
Yeah.
Okay. Specifically on video formats, right? Or you're dropping a YouTube video and you want specific keywords within your video that are relevant to your product or service. You speak them, you voice them in that video. Having captions, caption files also uploaded to these videos on Facebook and Instagram also help search engines and social media platforms crawl for what you're talking about for these types of keywords, which makes it more easier for your search results to pop up when people are looking for those. There's also opportunities for voice marketing by being able to sell on products like Amazon, Amazon Alexa, and Google Home, and many other ones. So be on the lookout for that because there's going to be a huge boom for that.
Yeah, there's an app that starts with a J.
Yeah, Jetson.ai.
Is it Jetson.ai?
I think it's Jetson.ai. Yeah,
and
yeah.
It helps you optimize for stuff like Amazon Alexa and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're no experts in that field. We're just kind of bringing it up to you guys. We haven't had a chance to dabble into that yet, but we know it's on the horizon. So keep an eye out for that. And we will be trying it ourselves.
We'd love to connect with somebody who's good with it.
Yeah, if you're good at that, anything related to voice marketing, voice search optimization, reach out to us. We'd love to connect and chat and see how we can bring each other potential value. Okay, so there are the quick plays for 2023 of things that have either worked for us or have worked for people that we know. Nothing new or out of this world, but things that have been working. So don't overlook them. And now a little bit of the long-term plays. On the last episode, we talked about SEO, search engine optimization. That would be number one out of seven for long-term plays. Okay. If you guys want to see a graphic, by the way, of what we're talking about here, go to www.uadv.net/blog and you'll find blogs on exactly what we're talking about here with infographics and step-by-steps, which will make it easier for you guys to consume and then put it into action. But with that being said, number two, working with a digital marketing consultant. Now, keep in mind, we just said digital marketing consultant,
exactly,
which is slightly different than agency maybe or full-time digital marketer. If you don't have the budget for a full-time digital marketer or full-time agency, you have to try and get a budget for a consultant, the right consultant, so you could ask the right questions. We do it ourselves all the time, multiple industries, whether it's legal, whether it's marketing, whether it's copywriting, whatever the case may be, design. If you have questions, you're stuck on a few things and you don't have the answers to them, write those questions down, make a full list of every possible question you have. Hire somebody for an hour or two, meet them on Zoom, meet them in person, have them answer those questions, fill those questions out, and use the answers to those questions to help you get to the next step of business or to overcome whatever obstacle you're currently dealing with. Thoughts?
100%. The consultant's going to give you direction and it's going to give you clarity about what you're doing so that you understand whether or not your concept is even in a place in the ballpark of what it is that you thought you would, what it would take to be able to market it.
Yeah.
And the consultant, again, this comes with a major asterisk because there's so many potential gurus and all that stuff online. And I mean, some of them are legitimate and are people who really do know what they're talking about and they're marketing themselves as such. And a lot of them are not. I would say personally, just stick with a consultant that A, has experience to show for. So allow them to be able to just be able to discuss some of the things that they've done before and how they solve them. So have some qualifying questions for them, you know, like, well, give me a few examples of things that you've either solved before or had to work with before. How did you solve it? And what was the application for it? If they give you a pretty good breakdown of how that was done, then all right, well, we got something now because there's actually something that can be developed for yours. And then on top of that, you know, you want to work with someone that actually probably either understands your industry or has enough experience to be able to understand your industry. So if you're working with a consultant that has only worked with like one industry ever, and that was like all they did, and they happen to be a marketing director or something, it's tough. You know,
red flag.
It is. And it's not fair to the marketing person to say that that's not someone you should work with at all. But it's just the fact that, like, you know, you have to be realistic and time is money. And so you got to get straight to what's really going to help you. Pay an extra buck to have someone who really has, who's seasoned, who's got some skin in the game and a couple scars to be able to tell you exactly what you're up against so that you can have a realistic approach to how you do this and know what's a budget and understand marketing is worth the money as long as the marketing is worth it. So make sure that you're paying for what is actually worth it. And then when you do pay a decent amount, you'll realize you're not throwing money away. You're not, it's not a cost. It's an investment in something that's actually going to really expand your horizon and make more money. So yeah, just to emphasize that.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
Yeah, I actually tweeted, like yesterday I tweeted a quote that said, if you think paying for the price for experts is high, wait until you pay the price for amateurs.
I saw that. That was a really great one, actually. I love that one.
She wanted to tag somebody, but
I know, right?
She couldn't.
They know who they are.
They know who they are. Yeah. And anyways.
Exactly.
To add to that, Kev, for consultants, also make sure that they've been hired by somebody you know or trust.
Referrals.
That makes it much easier, you know. Somebody you know and trust is probably not going to clown you and send you to somebody. Mm-hmm. And also, like with doctors and lawyers and everything, don't trust the first person you talk to. If you have the budget to talk to two or three consultants, fucking do it. Yeah. Okay. Do it. Draw your own conclusions from all the data you got from them and make an educated decision about what you think is best for you and your business. Okay.
We even have marketing consultants.
We have marketing consultants and we're a marketing agency. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's our duty to have marketing consultants because we need to drive results for our clients and we aren't always right.
Yep, exactly.
And we need to find that help sometimes, even if it's just a minor tweak, but it's necessary. And even if the money comes out of our pocket, right? We have clients that pay us really well. And sometimes
we'll dip into that.
We'll dip into that to pay a consultant and they will tell them, hey, we're bringing in an extra reinforcement here on our dime because this is very important that we get this right. And we all need to look at this. So don't be afraid to spend a little bit of money or invest into your clients or business to be able to continue to grow it. That's number three. Number four, creating an omni-channel experience. We've talked about this before. I also have a blog, not a blog, but a publication on Forbes.com about omni-channel marketing. So you could go back and look that up. You could Google Alex Quinn omni-channel marketing. It'll probably pop up number one. Omni-channel.
That man said, Google me.
Yeah. Whatever. But by the way, we dropped a first article on entrepreneur.com yesterday about marketing compliance. So you could check that out too. Yeah. You type in marketing compliance, Alex Quinn, and you'll find it as well. Omnichannel. Make sure you're omnipresent. Make sure you're advertising on multiple platforms. And if you are running retargeting campaigns, that you know you do cross marketing, and then you have pretty much everything cohesive and speaking to each other. That way, you could build a nice network that converts. Okay.
Can I make one comment on that?
No, man.
Time.
No,
just saying. We don't allow that.
I was
going
to say we don't.
No.
Have time.
No. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Never mind.
I'm gonna make an exception.
Thank you. No, I would say with omnichannel marketing, think about this. Each platform has a different value. So don't think that they're all the same. Google, low-hanging fruit. Google is receiving billions of inquiries. They're getting the people who literally are saying, I want that thing that you're selling. Where? Close by, near me, cheap, best, whatever. So imagine Google as your level one. Start there, unless you're selling CBD, as we've talked about before. But we're talking
Google
about
ads at least. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For most categories here, we're talking about Google is going to be the route to start with always. Start with Google. I'm going to say that again. Start with Google, because that's going to be the place where it makes most amount of sense to get people with what they're looking for. Facebook and Instagram are much better for retargeting. You can get cold audiences in Facebook and Instagram, and it's great to build audiences on there. But really, ideally, you want to get the people who you drove to your website, and then you want to appear again where they're now browsing. So then now you're on Instagram and Facebook being hit again with the thing you were looking for.
Through Google.
Correct. Right. And then it becomes part of that next level of like, man, awareness, presence, you're everywhere that I am. And now you're in a place that I wasn't looking for you. It's where I hang out. TikTok kind of is a little bit both. It's actually equally good, in my opinion, depending on the product, for cold and for retargeting. Cold in the sense that everyone's just in TikTok. So by default, you're going to get in front of the people that you're wanting to get in front of. But you really got to be mindful of who the people are and the kind of content that they're watching and how you're making that ad, because you're more likely to not get their attention on that ad if it's not made in a way that is especially going to capture their attention. So make sure that's really important, that you make that ad like it was a really great TikTok post. like that is relevant to your audience, not a ad that you would see somewhere. Cause they're like, oh, hell no, I want to go to my content. I do not want to see the ad.
Yeah.
So
organic ad.
Correct. So make that engaging, et cetera. But again, Google's low hanging, Facebook and Instagram retargeting, a little bit of cold. TikTok is a good even between cold and retargeting, but make sure that content is undeniably engaging for TikTok. That's all. It's just a higher bar of how the content has to be.
And concentrate on the first 3-4 seconds of that content. If not, you're going to lose people.
Yes. Sure
that
you're mentioning what they're looking for.
Yep.
That's the key thing. Mm-hmm. Exactly saying what they're looking for so that you don't lose them immediately. Like, you know,
or even telling someone to like, hey, stop. Like,
right. Those, true. Yeah.
Damn. Hey, stop.
Yeah.
Scrolling TikTok videos.
It always gets me too. Yeah.
You ever seen those where they throw like a baseball?
Yeah.
And shit like looks like it's going to smack you in the face. I hate those, man. They scare the fuck out of me every time. Yeah.
Or when they tell you to stop from TikTok when you've been
like
on
when
too
TikTok
long,
tells you to
and
stop.
It's the worst when TikTok worst. Comes at you and they're like, stop, hold up.
And I'm like, nope.
You've been scrolling, you know, you should probably drink some water, relax, get some sleep, get a life. That's basically like what they're telling you, but you're like, but yeah, it's just hilarious.
Good. All right. Number 5, building online communities. Okay. Facebook groups, Telegram channels,
Discord channels,
chats. Slack. Whatever there is a community, mighty networks,
or even an app,
your own app of the value of community is insane. Okay. You give them value, you help them, you answer questions about the niche or the product or the service. Everybody helps each other. Everybody gives each other insight, anecdotal evidence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when you provide enough value in those communities and then you have an offer within those communities, you'd be surprised how many people will purchase and how many people will help you amplify your brand and help you bring new business into your brand.
And community save, you know, like something that's been happening a lot lately is like cancel culture. Like everybody and their mother are out here is getting canceled. Communities is what saves like all those people at the end of the day. Like we won't bring them up now, but like, let's say so-and-so influencer gets canceled at the end of the day. If their community, if his or her community supports them still, buys their products, they're still going to win.
Right. And also if the public attack against that person or entity is not true or is distorted in any way, those people can help clarify and fill in the gaps as to why that is not true and as to why that person is not who
like those Swifties, like Taylor Swifties, like those Swifties. People.
It's an army,
or the BTS army. You know, people, like they'll go to town for the people they love.
Yeah.
And I would say Discord is probably the easiest channel to use for something like this, just because it's the one that most widely on. Most people are already familiar.
I love Discord.
Yeah,
I think it's the best community one for me.
The easiest thing. So if you want to build something like that, think of Discord if it's the easiest way. If you're very private, Signal, I believe, right, or Telegram.
Signal and Telegram have their
like more of like you'll see the crypto people will tend to use that more because it's more of like secured, you know what I mean? But if you're looking for just a general community and building that base or following, Discord is definitely the way to go.
And if you don't want to build your own audience and community, join another audience or community.
True.
And don't go in there pitching your shit and being annoying, but provide value and provide great answers, and then they're gonna be like, oh, who's this guy, who's this girl,
like Reddit, Reddit
who's
threads.
This person,
Reddit threads for sure.
Reddit as well. I almost missed that one.
That's one of my OGs.
You a Reddit man.
I'm a Redditor. Love that.
All right. Okay. Next, paid online ads. That's a trend that's always going to be always going to be lucrative. Don't overlook that. And we're not going to dive into that because you guys already know what that is. Number 7, experiential e-commerce intent monitoring. I'm not familiar with that one. What's up with that one?
Say it again.
Experiential e-commerce intent monitoring.
But now in English. No, I'm joking.
Okay, we have to get back with the team about what they meant in regards to this one. I think what this means is, and at the expense of sounding like a total idiot for not knowing what this is, I think it's data interpretation. Okay, e-commerce intent monitoring. Okay, what were the people's intent when landing on your website? The scrolls, clicks, time spent on site, how much they watched the video. That's what I'm interpreting from this. We are so sorry that we don't have the exact breakdown for this, guys. And we're going to finish it off with ChatGPT.
Facts.
Okay. Everything we talked about here is things that exist already. It may be new to you, but they're definitely not new to the world. But ChatGPT is something that's in everybody's mouth from last year to early this year. It's a very great tool. Artificial intelligence. Go ahead and break it down from my point of view what it is, because I'm not a ChatGPT expert. ChatGPT is what I believe will make Google tremble in their boots. Because when you want to look for something in the world, you Google it, and it gives you several options, millions of options, and pages upon pages, search results, photos, videos, news, et cetera, et cetera. ChatGPT is different. ChatGPT is straightforward. You ask it a question. Hey, ChatGPT, what are the most profitable marketing strategies of 2022 or of the last decade? And it'll summarize it for you instantly, written out, bullet point format, or however it is that you want it. Very easy for you to digest. It removes the need for you to have to go through several pages to get the answers. And it's very straightforward to the point. And it's not only for research, it's also for copywriting. If you have a set of copy, you could throw it into ChatGPT and say, hey, ChatGPT, give me 5 simplified variations of this body copy, and it will do so. Or give me simplified variations of this, of these headlines, right? Or tell me how I would best describe this product. It is a tool that you want to use as an addition to what you're currently doing. You don't want to fully rely on ChatGPT to be your sole communicator or your sole creator of content, but it's a tool to help you work a lot faster so you could be able to do a lot more with your marketing initiatives and do a lot more with your time. I don't know if you guys want to chime in a little bit on ChatGPT.
I mean, I think me and Kevin have both very different views on it. Mm-hmm. Me being someone who just started using it and really wants to start using it more. Kevin being someone who's already been using it for a few weeks now, if not a few months. Personally, I've used it actually for website copy. I was quite in a rush and I needed it done as soon as possible. And I did not want to A, do it myself, and B,
wait for somebody
on our team to do it, get it back by the end of the week. I just wanted it done now. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this ChatGPT shit and see what it's all about. And I actually just typed, I was like, I don't even know how to use this. And I was like, I'm going to put, what are the benefits of Delta 8? And it literally broke it down with me for a sentence and a couple bullet points. It's exactly what I needed. Something that I'm going to use it for now is actually to try to use it to build our SEO blog outlines and test the blogs built out by ChatGPT and the blogs built out by our team to see how it compares to both aspects, both in the blog outlines and the blog headers. I don't think I'm comfortable with giving up the blog writing as of now, but maybe that's just my own view on it.
Nah, I believe it's just a tool to help us work faster. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You still need...
However, people do that, so...
Yeah, there's people that do it, and it's okay. If it works for them, it works for them. ChatGPT is very, very exact. You could tell it to, hey, summarize this for me in a humorous way, and then give me 5 bullet points at the end as to why it's important or why it's not. Or compare this and that with the real life examples, like... Literally, you could get so creative. ChatGPT can make spreadsheets for you.
Yeah.
Like it can make spreadsheets. It could create code. It could do so many things. You just have to literally get in there into that search box and have a field day.
Yeah. I even saw a tweet the other day that it was like how you can build a brand with ChatGPT. And it was like, who is the audience for a CBD brand? And it was like, oh, women and men, ages, whatever, whatever. Okay, great. What are the pain points? These are the pain points. Okay.
Where can you sell? Yeah, well, these are the markets.
Exactly. Like, okay. Price points. How can I sell them? Like, whatever, whatever. Like, you can literally build out an entire infrastructure of a brand just on ChatGPT.
Or you can tell ChatGPT, hey, ChatGPT, give me an idea on how to set up an email nurture sequence for a CBD brand over a series of 5 days with 7 emails in between those 5 days. And I shit you not, it's going to do it. So check it out. You probably heard a lot about it. Again, we're no experts. Make sure you try it out yourself. See if it works for you, works for your social media, works for your business. Guys, you want to chime in before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I guess just for last 2 cents with ChatGPT, just an understanding of it, we're talking about a text tool that is free. It is 100% free.
For now.
Yeah, for now, true. That's mm-hmm. a good point. Mm-hmm. It only launched at the end of December of 2022. We're talking about a brand new tool that is now in motion and has more users than any of the platforms like Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, any of those
the
platforms.
The rate of growth, yeah.
The rate of growth is faster than any of those platforms. And what we're talking about is a tool that's revolutionizing the way we process information and gather information. So consider ChatGPT as an information and data assistant. It's like a person that is able to process any idea that you can think of using all of the information that's ever been written on the internet, at least for now up to 2021.
It's a second brain.
Correct. Yeah. And now here's the thing. It does not have current events. So ChatGPT isn't about, ChatGPT, tell me about the weather yesterday or the news about yesterday. Yeah. it's not going to do that because it's not there yet. It's not an ongoingly fed live data stream. It just has everything up to 2021. So right now it's being used for what can be used for if it has a bunch of information. And that's what we're using now. So there's marketing tools, copywriting. If you want to understand a contract that you don't know and you're not a lawyer, you can upload a contract text into ChatGPT and ask it to break this down for a five-year-old. And it'll literally write it for you as if like a child would need to understand this.
Yeah.
Or give it to you in bullet points. If you needed to write a contract, which is something that's happening now, it also can do that. If you tell it, I need a contract written for agreement that's about an operating agreement for the state of Florida between these two parties living at this address, whatever, it will literally write it for you using all of the legal, I guess, terminology and text that's necessary for it to be binding. I mean, we're talking about a tool that is going to amplify and then allow you to just overcome every single hurdle that it takes for you to having to find an answer to anything. Yeah. So just to try to keep it like an easier understanding, more or less, of how it works.
All right, y'all. That's it. That concludes this episode of Hustle Inspires Hustle. If you guys want resources, any pieces of information that could help you grow in marketing and business, visit hustleinspireshustle.com/podcast and check out each episode that we drop with its episode page and show notes. Or you could go to www.uadv.net. That's our marketing agency where you could learn about marketing your business, your products, your service, your personal brand. If you have any questions, reach out to us. Again, this is Alex Quinn on Hustle Inspires Hustle. Today, I am joined by co-host Kevin Pimentel and Michelle Chia. We'll check you guys out on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.